factor that brings you well-being directly, meaning it's a consumption value, it brings you immediate happiness, but then trying to justify it to yourself as being of some productive value to you when it really doesn't have to be. If you like having deep pile carpets in your office and no customers ever come in there, then you don't have to justify the carpets as being a necessary business expense except to the tax collector. Just enjoy them if you can afford them. They are a consumption value, something that brings you happiness directly rather than bringing you happiness indirectly by creating secondary resources that you can then trade for consumption values. If you like to just sit and listen to music, you don't have to justify that as being productive and useful to you in your work as a garbage collector. It isn't relevant. Just simply enjoy it for its own sake. And if you like, for some reason, to walk in a picket line protesting the war in Vietnam because of all the wonderful people you meet there, then recognize it for what it is, a form of recreation to you. But don't make the mistake of thinking that you are allocating your resources in some way that will produce some great consumption value in the future, that it will produce peace in Vietnam or something else, and that this is really in your long-run interest and all that sort of thing. The point is that when you make this confusion, you take, again, part of the control over the decision out of your own hands. You abdicate it. It's not going to anyone else in particular, but the point is you are simply making it that much more difficult to make a clear-cut choice based on what will bring you well-being. Equally easy to do is the mistake we saw last week of treating the means as an end, saying, I must have that at all costs. Well, this is the reverse of the last error. In this case, what you're doing is fastening on to some means and thinking of it as an end in itself. And in this way, you let your precious resources go down the drain trying to preserve something or to obtain something that is not the only possible way to get what it is you're really looking for, mental well-being. Relax about these things you've based your plans on so much. This is not to say that you shouldn't be discriminating or take a long view of things, but don't make your well-being dependent upon something that would otherwise be only one way of getting what you want. You will always choose the best alternative available to you. But even then, don't fasten on that alternative and then feel that if you can't get it, life is lost. If you find yourself in the position of feeling terribly vulnerable because you realize how dependent you have made yourself on a particular means to an end, there is a way to alleviate it almost immediately. For instance, if you're scared to death that your wife might leave you and that would ruin your life, or that your boss might fire you and that would destroy everything, or that your best customer might decide to go elsewhere and that would take 60% of your business away from you and pull the rug out from under you. In any of these cases, you're afraid of what someone else, whom you don't control, might do, and that their action, if they choose to do a certain thing, is going to be disastrous for you. Well, the way to alleviate this, I think, is to relax for a few minutes, take some time out, put your feet up on the ottoman or the bed, and daydream. Imagine that the event that you have feared so greatly has now come to pass, that it is no longer a question of will he or won't he do this, but imagine the situation as if he has already done it, the very worst that you were fearing. And now it is the first moment in history past that act. It has already happened. The question now is, what will you do next since this has already happened? Imagine yourself dealing with the problem. But in this way, you are not dealing with it under the false hope that it might not happen. You are treating it as if it has happened and that there is no point in even wondering about whether it will happen or not. You are now mentally picturing it as an accomplished fact. It has happened and it is irreversible. Now, what will you do next? Well, you begin to identify all of the horrible things that you were afraid would happen to you if this person decided against you. Well, now it's happened and those horrible things are taking place, so you take them one at a time and see how you will deal with them now that you have no choice but to deal with them. And as one thing leads to another, tackle it. What will you do about this? What will you do about that? Mentally picture the whole sequence of events. Maybe you don't like what you see, but you are now treating it as uncontrollable reality. You are determining what you will do since you have no power to change the past and to make it be otherwise. What is the best possible situation you can arrange for yourself if this is the reality? Well, once having gone through the whole situation, you will most likely find that the situation was not nearly as bad as you feared it would be. It could be even as good as or better than the other situation that you'd been counting on. But it doesn't have to be in order to make this technique valuable for you. Because once you face up to the possibility completely and fully that this terrible event may really take place and arrange a method of dealing with it, then you will be able to relax and let reality run its course. You will no longer find